Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We've got a good show on hand for you tonight. A lot of guests coming through, including volleyball head coach Amy Worth. We'll talk tennis with head coach Mark Rosewell and a couple of players off of his squad. And then we'll talk football with Rich Ripe and junior defensive end Mike Elke. And joining us on the program later tonight as well will be head women's golf coach and athletic director Andy Peterson. So a lot to talk about this evening. And a reminder, too, that support for the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show, comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. I'm John Coffey. Matt Trenton is away on assignment this evening. And joining us right now, Amy Worth, the head coach of the Bearcat volleyball team. And Amy, as always, good to have you with us on the show.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, busy weekend for you this past weekend. A couple matches at home. Opened up first with a good win on a Friday evening with 4 days.
Yeah, I thought we did the game plan really well from start to finish. You know, I thought our middles were present, and we got a lot of good production out of them. Offensively, we did what we needed to do and put pressure on them with our serving and serve and pass. So all around, I thought it was, you know, those teams, if you let them hang around, they will. And I just think that, one, we are in our home, on our home court, and I thought we did a good job putting pressure on them in our comfort area.
Yeah, another great start for your team as well, winning in three sets in that match. And again, that's been something that's been consistent for your squad throughout, is really the starts you've been getting in your matches.
Yeah, I mean, I've been asked, you know, about the three-setter and where we are with our record, and I don't think there's a coach out there would not tell you that they want to win in three. So obviously it's a point that we try to, you know, we call it race to eight, and the first 8 points we need to win. We need to get out, have a good start. And I feel like our girls have really bought into that and done a nice job with it. And the quicker that you can beat someone, the better. So from that standpoint, I was glad that, you know, again, when we've been up 2-0, that they were able to close that door in the third.
Now then on Saturday, Nebraska Kearney came in, a nationally ranked team that really from a fan standpoint is a heck of a match to watch. You jumped out to a two-set lead again in that match, but unfortunately UNK came back in that one. But a five-set match up there and a tough loss, but really, again, a great atmosphere at Bearcat Arena. And I know you win, it's always be good and something like that, but from a standpoint of just watching it, that was a fantastic night of volleyball.
Yeah, it was fun to see. It was fun to see our girls step up. You know, those first two sets, we were definitely not looking like we were going to just walk away with it. And I just loved the grit that our players had and were able to be down. And then we got in the third, and then that's when I felt like our play didn't stay as clean as it could have been. And we put ourselves down. And really, I mean, you look at where we were in the third, we were down 17 to 21-ish, and then started coming back. They got to 23, and it was 23-21, and we, you know, missed our serve at that point. But if we had just made it a little easier for ourselves with a better start and had a better middle piece of our match, there's about 5 points there that I felt could have gone either way, but we could have probably controlled at a higher level. And you look at that, and I mean, the fun part about that is you could have got away in three. And that's the fun piece about this team. It's also, I think, the head scratcher of this team from that standpoint. And so we get into the fourth. I felt the momentum was shifting towards them. But then again, we come back and tie it up at 23. And so just the resiliency that our team is showing and the grit that we're showing. And I'm just so proud of that piece. And clearly you want to get the win at home. And you know, in the fifth we're at 11-11, so it was just about pushed us to the limit, and they found ways to capitalize, and they earned some more points than we really did. And so hats off to them. I didn't walk away from that match extremely mad at us and mad at our coaching staff from the stand. I just felt like their changes made the difference, and our changes just, we didn't execute at the level that we needed to. So, you know, the theory of if you lost or if you got beat, I just felt like we got beat, and it was a good team. You know, obviously we're going to get them again, and I think that's the conversation we'll have at that point. But it was fun atmosphere, fun to be a part of. And at the end of the night, you know, the next time we play them, I think we're going to be on the other side.
What are some of the things you want to see your team take from that match to go on with the rest of the season?
I think one of the things that showed to me was if they're going to stop our go-tos, what's our response when it comes to the second layer? And the capabilities are there. Then that was a lot of a conversation and a lot of practice this week is what's going to happen in those responses or when they make a change and they push back, what is going to be our second layer of that piece? And so I think that we can take that away from that piece. And also we are seeing better and better serve receivers, passers, and how can our servers in those moments not miss, but just step up and be able to move people. And I think what you see is a lot of fans will see that, well, that was a miss, you shouldn't have missed it. But you have to understand, if you don't pressure them, you're going to get a ball right back in your face. So there is a, you know, you can't just give them free balls over there. You have to make them move. You have to put pressure on them. And when you try to put pressure on people, you're going to miss. And so just from the standpoint of, okay, we've got better passers, how can our servers lock in a little bit more and find more efficient ways to make them move versus that miss? And so really from that standpoint, those were the takeaways, but we worked on that second layer this week. We worked on what's our going to be a response when XYZ happens. I feel like our girls are more comfortable in that. And that's just the process of the season. You go through the season, you haven't lost. People are going to find ways or think they find ways to stop you, and then they're going to try it, and it's either going to work or we're going to flex and not break. And I think that's when you learn, and that's when you step back and say, okay, we need to do these things and be better this weekend.
When you look at where you're at this point in the season overall, maybe compared where you're at now as we're at the start of the season and how this team has sort of made some strides throughout the year, how would you assess the improvement this team has made throughout the season?
I just feel like they've gotten more comfortable with playing together. I think, you know, from the standpoint of our setters getting better and understanding how to use their offensive weapons, you know, to another degree, I think that has gotten better. And so those are the areas that I feel like our offense has gotten more clean. We understand a little bit more what we need to do and our responsibilities at a higher level. And so I think that's an area that we've improved on. I think that our defense has gotten better when it comes to how they're working together. And Elena does a good job with that piece, and that's her job, just the defensive piece. But the longer that you go through the season, your defense is going to get better just simply because you're doing it throughout the course of the season. But yeah, serve and pass has gotten better. Offense has gotten better, and I just feel like our defense from a backcourt standpoint has improved as well.
And before we talk about this weekend's matches coming up again back at Bearcat Arena, again, the talk a little bit about the atmosphere around the arena during the matches this past weekend. But one thing that really strikes me is just the enthusiasm the student body is having right now, and it looks like just the support you're getting there just has to be really something that the team really can rally behind.
Yeah, I think you know, it takes a little while from that standpoint. People aren't just going to show up. I think it takes what we talk about all the time in our program is the relationships that you build. And you're seeing some of that camaraderie show. And so I know from a women's basketball standpoint, a lot of them have come. And I know some of our girls have really done a good job of supporting them. And you see that back and forth. I think clearly you see it with the other sports, but I think they've gotten, from a female perspective, they've jumped on board, and our girls are chipping back and forth with them, and I know they're going to support them. So I think you see one team do that. I think the rest of them really follow. And I think there was a lot of good interaction, although I didn't hear it. I heard it after the fact that there were some pretty good atmosphere things that our student section was doing to them. And I think that makes a difference. I think anytime you can have that and it's done correctly within the rules, that makes that atmosphere even harder for them. And I think they're buying into that. They understand that's their role and they want to do it and they're excited to do it. So I just feel like the more that we've played at home, they've bought into that. And I'm so excited to see what that atmosphere is going to look like this weekend.
And it really has to be good to have a couple weekends in a row where you have home matches too, I think.
Yeah, from that standpoint, you can get your feet underneath you. You can sleep in your own bed. Who doesn't like to do that? You don't have to organize as much from a coaching standpoint. The girls can get into a flow when it comes to being comfortable and being in a gym that we know. I think the other beautiful thing about it is you have more of your friends and family around you that are there to support you. So, yeah, it's fun to be home and have that atmosphere that we can control.
Got Central Oklahoma and Pittsburgh State coming to town this weekend on Friday night, 6 o'clock match there with Central Oklahoma. Then on Saturday afternoon, a 3 o'clock match with Pittsburgh State. Let's just talk about the teams coming in and the competition you'll have coming up this weekend.
We all know, at least from a volleyball standpoint, the MIAA doesn't go away. We have a lot of people on the top 25, and UCO is the next opponent that we have that's on that slate. I think they're sitting at number 19 in the country, and rightfully so. They're a good team. They have some offensive power. They want to go fast. They're a different challenge, not one that we haven't seen yet, so that's good because that's comforting. We didn't have to over-prepare in areas that we really, they're not a different beast. It's just the fact that it's a different challenge than Kearney. And so they're a good team. They're going to have good serve and pass with some offensive threats. So that's good to see, that from our standpoint, we can match up well with them. The other side is Pitt State. They have a new coach. I think she's been around for the third season now. And start when you have that consistency, you start seeing a different product. And I think that's truth with them. You're starting to see that coach's personality come more out in their team and what she's trying to be about and what their offensive strategy is. And they're a heck of a serving team. They have been fairly high with one of their players, but I think in general they're just going to try to put a lot of pressure on you. How can they do that consistency-wise? That's where we come into play with not letting them be able to do that on a consistent basis. And they won't have as many threats as UCO would. So I think they're going to be really, really good teams this weekend. I'm excited to see as our team grows and learns from this week how we're going to be able to put that into play, and I'm excited for the fans to see that. We've worked awfully hard this week and trying to learn from the mistakes that we made, and you as a coach clearly want those applications to happen overnight, and I understand that they don't, but it's how we can be patient and just understand that the more consistent we can be with our message and where we need to improve on, the more they're going to respond to us. So I'm just excited to see some of the things we worked on be put into play.
All right, well, Amy, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you so much.
That's Amy Worth, the head volleyball coach at Northwest Missouri State. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to tennis and be joined by the head tennis coach at Northwest, Mark Roswell. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show, as we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Men's and Women's Tennis Program, Mark Rosewell. Mark, your team's coming off a heck of a weekend last weekend down in Oklahoma City at the ITA Regional.
Yeah, John, I tell you what, we really played well down there, both teams, and very excited about that.
And let's, first of all, just talk about the men's bracket. And I know going into the quarterfinals there, you had, three of you guys coming through into the quarters that time. And that's just something that you just don't see very often, especially when you have two of your guys going up against each other.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's too bad that they had to play each other, you know. So, you know, one's going to be eliminated. Of course, the other one advances is the upside on that to the semis, which is what happened. But for them to get that far, you know, that's a compliment to the program.
And a player that we'll be talking with here in just a little bit, Franco Oliva, comes in and as an unseeded player goes through the bracket and wins the bracket, so you can't beat that.
No, you can't, John. I actually was talking to the Lions Club today, and you know, we've been having these ITA tournaments. It used to be the Rolex tournament for over 30 years. We hosted, I don't know, 10, 15 years probably here at Northwest before the tournament got too big. But I've never seen, I'm not just talking about our team, but I've never seen anybody from any other team that came in unseeded, you know, and had a tournament like Franco did. I mean, he just literally came out of nowhere. He's a second semester freshman because he came in the spring. So, you know, to do what he did, and he beat some fantastic players. I mean, he beat the number one seed, kid from Southeastern at Durant, and then he beat the returning regional champion from last year from Washburn. So, you know, that's an experienced player. And he beat our guy who had beat the guy from Washburn a couple weeks ago. So, two and two, you know, you're a tennis player yourself. That's beating somebody convincingly.
It really seems like you've got a pretty good depth right now with the men's team, with a lot of guys that can go through brackets like this.
Yeah, it sure looks that way. You know, and there's some good teams in our region. And, you know, a lot of this is if you get good draws and so forth. And we probably got some, you know, whatever. But all of your individual singles and doubles rankings are derived from this. And then your team rankings come from this, too. So, you know, it's a big deal.
And on the women's side in the bracket, too, you had some success over there.
Yeah, Julia, who's here with us tonight, I mean, she's a first semester freshman from Spain, and this is her second tournament that she's played in, and she got to the quarterfinals. That's the top eight in the region. You know, that's pretty good for just, you know, a freshman coming in and playing like that, and we're pretty excited about that also.
Now, Franco moves on. He'll be competing next week in Rome, Georgia, with the ITA, I guess, national tournament coming up now. And just talk about the process that will be involved now for Franco next week.
Well, what it is, John, is it's in Rome, Georgia. And it's not only Division II, but it's junior college, NAIA, Division III, all having their same tournaments, too, I believe. I think that's how they still do it. I think they threw the Super Bowl part of it out of it now. But it's the top eight players, the champions from eight regions in the country. So every match is going to be, you know, I'll tell them, you win one match here, you're doing something. Because we've had a couple times where we had great players. I remember Gina Lindsay, who won the ITA 2 years in a row. 1 year didn't win a match there. And that's how intense, you know, on how good the players are and so forth. And then she came back the next year and did pretty well. But so, you know, playing in this thing is you know, he's going to get a high ranking no matter how it goes.
And after the next week, just talk a little bit about the rest of the year for your team. This kind of ends the fall portion of the schedule, but then they kind of go into training to get ready for the spring semester and the spring schedule coming up. What are the things you like to see your players do after the ITAs to get ready for next spring?
Well, they've changed the rules a little bit, so we can start keep playing. And you know, those southern schools always had an advantage on them because they play year-round. But, you know, we can play through October here in practice and so forth. And that's what we're doing right now. And then we'll get into our off-season strength and conditioning program, which is more important than anything because, you know, they get our athletes, not just tennis players, but every sport, in incredible shape. And, you know, you see by our football team, we always get off to a good start because I think half the time we're just in better condition than a lot of the teams that we play. And it's the same thing in tennis and the other sports too. So, you know, that's where we want to be. Now, we normally won't start playing matches till the end of February, early March, and we're playing indoor because of the weather up here and so forth.
Well, we've got Franco Oliva and Julia Alicida with us this evening. Just tell us a little bit about those two players and some things folks might want to know about before we bring them up and talk to them.
Well, like I said, we're excited. They're both freshmen, you know, and to do what they did this past weekend is something you can really get excited about. You know, they really, I know Franco a little bit better because he was here in the semester, and I've only really known Julia for a month or 5 weeks. But, boy, they were out practicing today, getting ready and so forth. You can really look forward to it, I tell you that.
I tell you, as cold as it was and windy today, that says a lot just to get out there and even want to be out there and practice today.
Well, I'll tell you what, they didn't let that stop them one bit, no.
All right, well, Mark, thanks a lot for being with us here.
Okay, John, great being on.
That's the head tennis coach at Northwest Missouri State, Mark Roswell. Stay tuned. We'll continue to talk tennis, as we mentioned a minute ago, Franco Oliva, along with Julia Alcida. Will be joining us right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in the business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com. We're at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylevilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Again, we continue to talk at tennis this evening. Franco Oliva and Julia Alicita with us from the Bearcat tennis squads. And guys, gals, thanks for being here on the show tonight.
Thank you so much.
And Franco, let's talk a little bit about the run you made through the tournament last week, and that was just a fantastic run for you. Just tell us a little bit about how things went for you during that week.
No, it was really crazy. It was a really good tournament. I practiced a lot to go to the tournament to feel more confident and try to give my best, and to the first reason, like, have fun in the tournament with my friends. And
how much fun is it when everything's going well for you like that? Like, where you get on the court and everything's going perfect, and just kind of in that zone a little bit. And when you get on the court, is that just so much fun when you're playing like that?
Yeah. Like, I know that at the beginning of the season in fall, I didn't feel so confident, but I tried to change a few things, spend good time in the courts, and I think that was the first reason that I could do really good on the tournament.
And Julie, you had a fine weekend as well. Just kind of talk about things on your side of things, going through that tournament and playing well. How much fun was last weekend for you?
Yeah, that weekend was a win for me. I'm freshman, and I was like very nervous. But in the first match, I think I didn't play well. But I finally won, and that gave me confidence for the next rounds. I beat the number 12 and 7 in the 8th row, so that gives me motivation and confidence to keep working and improve my errors, my mistakes, so just be ready for the season.
Now, you come from Spain. Just tell us a little bit about what brought you to Northwest Missouri State and what interested you coming to Maryville.
Yeah, in Spain it's very difficult to combine sport with studies. Norwest gave me the opportunity to come here. And when I arrived here, the first weeks were very complicated. But with all the teammates and the professors and my classmates, they give me support. And now I feel like I'm at home.
And I imagine, too, just being involved with the tennis program where you have so many players that come from different countries, that it kind of makes you feel at home too, because everyone is going through the same type of thing you're going through here.
Yeah, all the teammates were in the same situation than me, so they try to support me, to help me in all they can, and I feel already really good in the team, so I feel like I'm at home.
Well, that's good. And Franco, you come from Argentina. Just tell us how you came from Argentina to Maryville.
And well, I have a lot of friends in Argentina who told me that come here is a really good idea. Like Julia said, to mix study and play tennis, that in Argentina also is almost really hard. I have friends who stay there and they are just studying. But here in Norway, like, I can play tennis, I can study, I can travel, I can visit other places, meet other people from different countries, and that's really good.
Hey, besides tennis, just talk about your studies here, and what are you majoring in, or what's your interest
in? My major is business economics, and I like maths and all this stuff, so I think that's going to see it.
All right, sounds good. And Julia, as far as what you're studying, just tell us a little bit right now what you're doing academically.
Yeah, my major is physical therapy. And the first classes are good. I'm feeling good in the class with the classmates, the teachers, and they help me a lot because I'm from Spain, so it's more difficult for me than for other people. So they try to support me, and I feel good.
All right, well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us on the show, and keep Mark Rosso online, will you?
Thank you.
All right, again, that's Julie Alicita and Franco Oliva from the Northwest Tennis Teams. We'll be back and turn our attention to golf as Andy Peterson will be joining us. We'll talk to Andy right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and joined now by Andy Peterson, athletic director at Northwest, as well as women's golf coach. And first of all, let's put your golf hat on here a little bit, Andy, and just talk about this past weekend, trip up to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a third place finish for your team.
Yeah, the girls are just playing really solid right now, really consistent. Haven't switched up the lineup in a couple of weeks just because of that reason, and it's paying off right now. A couple of the sophomores, three of the sophomores, Morgan Teal, Anna Zek, and Maddie Akers are just playing very, very solid. There's no real other way to describe it. They're just being real consistent, simple golf. We call it boring golf, and you hit it, just hit it in the fairway, hit it in the green, two putt, or you know, two putt for a par, or get a birdie and move on. You know, so they're doing well. We've had, you know, we broke a bunch of records this fall already in terms of. You know, low rounds and low team rounds and low tournament scores and that sort of thing. So that's what you want, especially this time of year. You know, I've talked about it quite a bit over the last year, year and a half, just these young kids, the young freshmen getting experience and getting comfortable playing golf. And now they've adjusted to college life and what it's like to be in school and have that much more free time and how to work on your game and work on their skills. And it's starting to pay off, and we're starting to see the scores drop.
Yeah, and I think that the encouraging thing when you look at that is just each tournament you've gone to this fall seems like they're just getting a little bit better in each tournament up to this point.
Right, and it's not just as a team, obviously, yes, but even more so as individuals. I mean, you know, more the stuff that Morgan's doing is special, and, you know, she's got a chance to do some great things for us in terms of long-term, and same thing with Maddie Akers. And, you know, Anna Zek has had a great summer, and it's carrying over into the fall. But that's what, and if you talk to Nikki McCurdy and Elise McDonough, our two seniors, that's what they want. They want those young kids to keep pushing, and that's the whole idea of building a program and those seniors not being threatened by those freshmen and sophomores, but helping them, you know, and telling them about, you know, this, because they've played these courses before, so this is what to expect at this course, and this is what to expect at this one, and this is how we handle the travel and lifting and all the other things that go into it. So it's starting to pay off, and the program's starting to get a little bit of momentum. And it's just it's a lot of fun right now. And honestly, I haven't been there all the time, really, with some of the other stuff I got going on. I hired a GA, Spencer Osborne, so he's been there quite a bit. So to take an old Coach Tapp adage, and there's some addition by subtraction there. They're starting to play pretty well without Coach being there. Rosie's laughing at me because he knows it's the truth. There's a game, not to tell the story of Tapp's story, but there's a game down at Missouri Southern. It's a pretty tight ball game, and he got a couple of technicals and thrown out. We end up winning by about 20 points. And so he was always kidding to us afterwards not always, but to a lot of people about, you know, there's something to be said about addition by subtraction. So I'm feeling that right now as a golf coach, so it's going good.
I remember that game, but as a matter of fact, I can kind of remember seeing peek out from the hallway that down around to where you kind of kept an eye on things. But anyway, when you look at your team now, too, you've been all over the country so far this fall with matches south and now a couple tournaments up north. Now you finally get a chance to have a home tournament coming up here this weekend.
Right, hopefully. You know, just the worst part is I've had contacts all day today with coaches about the weather and what it looks like, and it's just not going to be very pretty in terms of moisture out at Mazingo. The main thing is if we can stay away from lightning, I really think we'll be able to get a round in on Sunday. Monday to be determined. That, you know, all the forecasts, they don't go that far into detail, that far out yet. But I went ahead and doubled down and said, yeah, we're going to play it. We're going to try to get it in. But it's, you know, 80 and 90% chance of rain Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But it is what it is. We've played in it before. As long as there's not lightning, we'll go ahead and push through it. A lot of the northern schools are coming down to compete because they need the rounds. We need the rounds. Obviously, it's our home course. We're extremely comfortable there. Now it's going to be pretty soggy, and that's going to change the way that Mazingo plays. You know, typically Mazingo is it's more of a links course. You can hit it, let the ball run. It's going to release a lot. You know, a lot of the greens are bump and run type of greens if you're not on it in two. So it'll change the way the course is played for sure. And we've talked to the team, you know, we've talked a little bit about that, not to the length that we probably need to considering what the forecast is saying. But, yeah, it's always exciting to be at home. You know, traditionally we've played really well at home. with, you know, Gia and shooting a 69 last year, and then the scores were able to throw up there, just knowing where we're at and what we're going on. But we got a good field coming. You know, we've got 18 teams, if you count Central Missouri is going to bring his B team. He co-hosts it with me, so it's good to get a bunch of players. You know, we've got 104 players. It's going to be a full field. We'll be playing foursomes and hopefully get around in, and then hopefully get two in, obviously, for 36 holes. But yeah, it's always exciting to be at home and be able to play in front of friends and family that typically don't get to watch you play.
Now let's put your athletic director hat on here just a bit. And next weekend, they got some activities coming up with the Hughes Fieldhouse and the grand opening of that. And just tell us a little bit about where everything stands with what's going on with that facility.
Yeah, so on Friday's walkout day, so no classes for the students, and you know, typically there's a bunch of things going on. We've got the M Club Hall of Fame that evening. Coach T's here in the crowd. He's going in the Hall of Fame, and amongst other, Rosie's got another team going in, the women's basketball team from 2010-2011, among other people. So exciting things on Friday night, typical homecoming weekend, the parade on Saturday, and football game, obviously, with
Nebraska Kearney.
Sorry, too many hats on. Nebraska Kearney on Saturday. So typical stuff going on, but you know, the exciting thing, like you mentioned, the Hughes Fieldhouse. We're going to have its grand opening on Friday. A lot of festivities the weekend in terms of an open house on Saturday morning, and some other things going on. We're going to recognize the 98 team because it's the 20th anniversary of the first national title for football. So we've invited them back and their families, and have a little reception for them as well. But just a lot of stuff going on with being able to bring people back that have had such an impact on not only the results and the record books, but just the culture in general. You know, you can really look back to that 98 year and how that just kind of catapulted not only football, obviously, especially football, but, you know, just that pulled the rest of the department along with it and everything that's happened since then. So it's a really exciting time. It's a great weekend for it. With the tough, you know, it'll be a tough game too. I think Coach Wright will tell you that. Obviously, he's not looking that far ahead. He's got a big one in a couple days. But it'll be a great, exciting weekend to get in and to show people the field house. This week, they should really be finishing up most of the main stuff. They've tested the sound system and the video board this week, and they're finishing putting the netting system up, and all of our equipment came in the last couple weeks. So it's starting to take shape of the facility that it's going to be day in and day out. So it's going to be we had an event in there Monday and Tuesday, had the career day in there. So it's starting to take shape and be the facility that we need it to be and want it to be. So we're excited to show it off to everybody.
And I think from what I've been able to hear from a lot of people around town, they're looking forward to getting their first look at this facility.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the point. You know, we want to have, you know, we'll have a private reception for the founding 50 members, and then the grand opening ribbon cutting. And then after that, it's just kind of an open, you know, open house. Come in and check it out. I'm going to work with our coaches to get some athletes in there to play with kids, and I think they're going to have a bounce house or something like that, inflatable in there, so the kids can play. But the main thing is just want to be open. Open field house where you can come in and throw the football around or play catch with a frisbee or baseball and softball, and you know, have something set up so kids can hit tennis balls or jump on the high jump pits and something like, just to get them in there and show them what it's like, and people can actually grasp how exactly big it is, you know, because it's really, until you walked in there and saw it and see how small people are at the other end of it, it really is impressive, and it's something that's going to change not only our department and all of our sports, but our university and our community as well. So we're excited to get it going.
All right, Andy, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
Again, that's Andy Peterson, head women's golf coach and athletic director at Northwest Missouri State. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to football as Mike Elke will join us, defensive end for the Bearcats. That's coming up right after this from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from the Impact Interiors, led by Bearcat football alumnus Steve Coppinger. Impact Interiors is a full-service office furniture provider that aims to tackle jobs both big and small. For more information on furniture lines, installation, or designs, impactllc.biz.
Support for today's game comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company, with 7 stores throughout northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. Since 1951, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on their products is at 660-446-3376. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Joining us now is Mike Elke, defensive end for the Bearcat football team. And Mike, good to have you with us on the show here this evening.
It's good to be here.
And coming off a good win against Emporia State, and before we went on, one of the things you talked about with that was just a good overall win for all sides of the ball on Saturday for you.
Yeah, it was good to see the entire team put it together and see what we could actually start to do. It's obviously just a floor, and we can build off of it.
Let's just talk about your play on the defensive line there. That's always traditionally been a strength of this team, and again this year getting a lot of good pressure on the quarterback, stopping of running backs for losses and things. Just kind of talk about the mindset that you have to be a defensive end and be a part of that defensive front four at Northwest.
We take a lot of pride in what we do. It's an important position. It can be overlooked sometimes, but it doesn't matter because you're in the trenches. You're the ones who have to do the dirty work and try and clean things up for everybody else. And if you can do that, then you're going to be successful.
And how much fun is it to have guys like Sam Roberts next to you there and a few of the other guys that are on that line with you?
It's pretty nice. I mean, I'm not going to complain about it. Let's put it that way. I would want to do that. It's nice to have somebody like that next to you who can really get after it.
And when you look at Emporia State, they came in with a very experienced quarterback, but you were able to really make them one-dimensional on Saturday, doing such a good job of shutting down the run, where about the only option they had at times was just to try to pass the ball.
Yeah, we talked about it all week that we had to try and make them one-dimensional, because if they could do both, they were going to be a dangerous offense if they could run and pass. So we made a big point to make sure that we were stopping the run. And obviously, that just left passing.
And now you've got Pittsburgh State coming up on Saturday down in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Just talk about this matchup from your standpoint, some things you've been trying to prepare for with the Gorillas.
Obviously, just that they're a great team, a great program, and they're going to come down. They're going to come out and challenge us. It's going to be a tough fight for us. We got to obviously play our best on both sides of the ball, but they're a good program. They got a lot of pride, and we got to be able to play to that.
Now you come to Maryville in Northwest Missouri State from Little Chute, Wisconsin. Just tell us a little bit about what brought you from Wisconsin down to Maryville.
I was doing my school tours, and you stop in Maryville and realize this is a place with a great culture, and they win. You know, they, because of that culture, they see success, and that's somewhere where you ultimately want to play football, because you don't want to go somewhere and waste your time. You want to go somewhere where you can be successful, where the people there are all bought into to that one mindset, and this is that in a nutshell.
And I think Northwest the last several years has had a little more success recruiting players out of Wisconsin, and you're just another one of the guys that's coming down and making the state of Wisconsin proud at Northwest Missouri State.
Yeah, it's always fun when we get new recruits from Wisconsin, just because when people talk about Iowa, talk about Missouri, I don't always know what they're talking about. But people from Wisconsin, I could tell where they're from.
Now, looking online today and popping your name in and checking some things out, your freshman picture with the program where you came in as a freshman looks a little bit different than what you have now. You've grown a little more hair since then.
Yeah, my ID picture actually matches that too, so I get some funny looks whenever I have to use that, but as such, you know, it's college stuff. Grow it out, and we need somebody on the D-line with long hair.
Well, it seems like that's been kind of a tradition, hasn't it, from time to time?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, for the past, I don't even know how many years, but somebody's always had it, so I guess I'm that guy.
All right. Now, as far as off the field, just tell us a little bit about what you're studying.
I'm a medicinal chemistry major, so just – it's more the non-math side of chemistry, if I had to put it. Not a big math guy, so.
All right. And what do you hope to do with that degree, though?
It's a great question. First, I'm planning to get it.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah. And then hopefully things start falling into place a little bit more after that. I don't know yet, though.
Well, you've got some time here.
A little bit of time.
So, and right now, the main focus, what's coming up on Saturday.
Exactly. You got to think about that.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Again, that's Mike Elke, the defensive end for the Bearcats, junior defensive end, as Northwest getting set to face Pittsburgh State this upcoming weekend. When we come back, we'll continue to talk football as Rich Wright, the head coach of the Bearcat football team, joins us. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residences with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaller are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, team coming off a good win last Saturday.
Yeah, I felt like we responded off the loss well, went out and played probably our most complete game of the season, and really started fast, which is something we wanted to try and do, and set the tempo and never really look back.
Later start than anticipated with the weather delay and lightning that came through, causing about a two-hour delay, but it really looked like your team handled that delay very well and came out and ready to play from the opening kickoff.
They did. You know, we've had a couple of those situations in the past, so as coaches, we kind of knew how to respond to it. We felt like the biggest key, there were some choices in how we were going to start the game, whether we were going to go 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, and I was pretty steadfast in the fact that I wanted to, wherever that clock was stopped, I wanted to restart warm-ups and give our kids a chance to kind of work through what's a normal pregame for them. And so we allowed them to unplug in the locker room. We allowed them to, we watched football and kind of hung out. And just, when it got to the point where we were ready to go again, it was, okay, we're going back into warm-ups. Here we go. And that's why we left the field and came back on, even though the band wasn't on the field. It wasn't about that. It was really more about just getting into our routine and get ready to play.
Is it hard to get that routine going when it's a little bit uncertain exactly how long that delay is going to last?
It can be. And that's where we just tried to tell them, hey, unplug, and we'll tell you when we're going to go. So we allowed them to relax. We allowed them to, listen to music or watch the football games that were on. I can't even remember the game that was on, but they were watching one of the NCAA games on TV and just interacting with one another. And I said, when that time comes, we'll plug back in and get ready.
And ready they were. A very good first half to get things going, and just continued really through the entire game. I thought put together maybe the best complete game we've had all season.
Yeah, we definitely did. I felt like our defense, executed at the level that I finally expected that we would. It really started out in the back end. I thought we played very well in the back end. Our execution grade afterwards was darn near 90%, and when you can do that, you have an opportunity to be successful. We had a good pass rush that was consistent all day, so that was good. And then offensively, we really sustained some drives, converted some third downs, mixed in the run and pass. We were able to get the run game going early. which I think gave Braden some confidence in that first touchdown, and just played well in all phases.
We talked about the secondary performing well. Made a few changes going into that game that really seemed to pay off.
Yeah, we moved Anthony Lane to safety, and put Shama Pierre at one of the corners, and Jarabian Anderson was the other corner, and it was just that one was really more Jarabian would have been the starter coming out of camp. He just had finally gotten healthy with a hamstring injury, but made the move just because, just a little more athletic, just a little faster, and a little more experienced, and wanted to try that combination and kind of see how it went, and went well.
We've had some injuries at the linebacker position, but it seems like as the season's gone along, you've had some guys really step up and fill the void there a little bit.
Yeah, Jackson Barnes was a kid that, was a backup Mike for us and stepped in as the starter this week at Buck and really had a great game. Brody Buck is the other one that played a significant number of snaps and played very well. So, those are two young kids. Jackson's a sophomore that was a walk-on here. And, he just epitomizes everything that Northwest football is all about. You talk about those guys like Jack Richards and Jackson Barnes, and they make you smile a little bit extra just because they came in here with a chip on their shoulder and carved out their niche and are playing at a really high level.
And we talk about those guys, they kind of become leaders to a certain degree, too, of what they do out there.
Absolutely. Like Jack right now is one of the leaders of our football team and does a fantastic job. He's the quarterback in our back end. Everything on our defense runs through Jack Richards. And so, it's important. And he takes that responsibility very seriously. The kid prepares relentlessly. He's up in our offices all the time. And he just does a great job, and I'm really proud of him. I don't ever tell him that, but I am awful proud of where he's gone in his career.
We talked with Mike about this a little bit earlier, but the fact that you were able to make Emporia State for the most part one-dimensional Saturday really was a huge factor in the game.
Yeah, we're always trying to take away people's running game, and we feel like if we can do that, whether you're a running team or a passing team, if we can slow you down as a running team and that's what you do, then advantage becomes us because we make you throw the ball. And if you're a passing team and you can't run the ball, we make you very one-dimensional, and we did it. Saturday was the best game our defensive line had played as far as making tackles. You didn't hear a lot of level two, level three tackles. Many of the run game tackles were happening at the line of scrimmage, and that was attributed to how the defensive line played.
Now on the offensive side, you talked a little bit about this too, but just getting the running game going played a huge factor too. And really this year when you look at stats, you've been able to get some touchdowns off the running game to where you're just, I think, one shy now of what you had all year last year from a touchdown standpoint with rushing.
Absolutely. Our running game, it all begins with the offensive line. Everybody wants to talk about Braden or Josh or Isaiah or Raymond or all the other guys. From a skill position standpoint, we have dynamic kids that can do great things with the football, but it really begins with the five kids up front. And Zach Flott's been our leader on offense this year, unquestionably. He's been the guy that's driven the bus. It's been really it's been fun for me to get to know Zach on a deeper level because he's a great kid. He's funny, but he's also very intense, and that's not something when I was the defensive coordinator I got to see all the time. But as the head football coach, I've gotten to see that side of his personality. And it's not always easy to lead as an offensive lineman because you're kind of out of the limelight. But he's done a tremendous job for us this year. We wouldn't be where we are without him.
Speaking of Zach, did he talk any this week about having a chance to run the ball?
Not only did he want to run with it, he wanted to throw it. He really thought he could change his jersey number and thought he should have. So, yeah. Zach, believe it or not, Zach's a good athlete. He can throw a ball. I was on Friday. We have once the offense gets done with their TTO period and their 20 plays, the offensive line devises a play, and so all the skill guys have to be the blockers, and the offensive line gets to do all the trickery. So they have some play that takes about 10 minutes to say, and then one of them's the quarterback. Well, this week it was a reverse pass, and Zach caught the reverse pass and threw a perfect spiral about probably 50 yards in the end zone, hit Chase Thomas in the hands, but Chase only put up one hand, so he dropped the ball. And so Zach was not very happy with his level of execution and attention to detail.
It sounds like Chase has been watching too much ESPN with some of those one-handed
throws. He's definitely not of that skill set.
Well, I saw a little bit of trickery as well with the flea flicker last week.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of been working on that play for a couple weeks now. We usually have something in the mix that we try and pull out of our hats if we need it, and time is right, and we connected on that one. I believe Dalek Tatum for the touchdown, and was a big play. But it was set up by the running game. It was set up by the consistency and our ability to run the football. The safety bit up when he saw run action at him, and, Alec went right by him.
Let's look ahead towards Saturday. Pittsburgh State coming up down in Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Do we play down there this week?
I think so.
All right.
And nobody's mentioned that to
you. No, not at all. It should be a great game. We're looking forward to the opportunity. Obviously, Pittsburgh State's a very good football team. They're undefeated. I've been asked, they played so-and-so close, so-and-so. They've won every game they've played. They're a good football team. They're finding ways to win. They've worked through some injuries, and they're playing at home. So we're just looking forward to the opportunity to go down there and take our best shot.
One thing that you talked about earlier this week was just you can't look at this as the game of the season or anything, just another game on the schedule that helps be this week coming up for you.
Yeah, it's week six, and we can't win a conference championship this week. We can't go to the national playoffs this week, and we can't win a national championship this week. So is it a big game? Absolutely. Is it a rivalry game? Absolutely. But it's just another game on the schedule. Here at Northwest, we have lots of rivals because of our level of success. And so I think sometimes when you place too much emphasis on a single game, you don't get the outcomes that you're looking for. We've got to focus on, rather than on who we're playing, we got to focus on Northwest Missouri State a lot, like we talked about last week. We got to focus on getting better. We got to focus on doing the things that we can control and playing our best game when we go to Pittsburgh, Kansas. And if we do that, then I like our chances.
When you look at Pittsburgh State on paper, it looks like they're back to doing a lot of things that they've had success with through the previous years, where they're back doing a lot of good things with the running game, playing very stingy defense, and just some of the things that have made them winners through the years.
Yeah, I think Coach Beck, who used to be was their longtime offensive coordinator, has kind of taken over control of the offense, and they went back to doing what Pitt has always done. Everything's based out of the running game. There's a lot more option. They don't live and die in the option like they did in the mid '90s, but it's a prevalent piece of their game. Off that running game, they utilize play action pass very well. And, take their shots. They'll maximum protect things and get guys in one-on-one situations and try and poke and hit you for an explosive play. And if you're not paying attention, that can happen. So we're going to have to be on point this week.
Well, it looks like it's going to be another week where weather may play a little bit of a factor in things. How does that change, if anything at all, what you want to do this week?
If anything, I think it's an advantage for us in the sense that we just played in a similar situation last week. We'll be ready to play. The conditions may be good. They may be bad. We don't control that. All we control is how we show up and how we play once we get on the field. And whether it's an hour delay or a four-hour delay, it really doesn't matter. We'll be comfortable. We're going to have our locker room set up as much as we can like it was last week at home. We're going to try and stay in a routine. And then when kickoff comes, we've got to play guns up and play to win.
And from an atmosphere standpoint, regardless if you're home or away, when you play in atmospheres like that, it's just fun football, isn't it, to go in and play like that?
Yeah, I tell the kids this all the time. This is why you come to Northwest Missouri State, is to play in games like this and atmospheres like this. And, I embrace the, take on the world, mentality. Although I have a feeling there will be a good representation of green there, and there has been every time I've ever been there. So it's fun to see how our fans and our community travels, and we're just looking forward to playing the best game we can possibly play.
All right, Rich, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry, serving Northwest Missouri. Dr. Ryan Losh provides patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 217 East 1st Street in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling, along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we wrap things up for our program this week. Thanks to everyone involved with our show. Also, all the guests that came in for the program tonight, from behind the scenes, Jenny James and Creamer Sansone for helping out. We'll be back again next Thursday for another edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. And don't forget, coming up on Saturday from Pittsburgh, Kansas, it's Bearcat Football Northwest and Pittsburgh State. 2 o'clock is kickoff time. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. For Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's.